What happened on Monday was that we became aware of this parliamentary question that was down in Hansard. So we thought we'd better just write to Carter Rux about this injunction, which was so severe we hadn't been able to tell anybody about it. We said, we assume you've got no objection to us reporting what is going on in Parliament. And got a very brisk reply from Carter Rux saying, we absolutely do have an objection, and if you report this, you'll be in contempt of the order. And we need your undertakings that you're not going to report it. So that was what set our alarm bells running, that we had never encountered a situation where we had been forbidden from reporting what was going on in Parliament.
And then The Guardian published an extraordinary piece on the website on Monday evening in which it sort of spelt out all the things it couldn't say. It was, and that got the social networks and the internet users, bloggers, buzzing. I mean, what do you make of what happened on the internet?
Well, I think these questions of prior restraint and especially reporting of Parliament are things that people really care about. I mean, these are ancient privileges that it's really alarming when they disappear. So I just blogged one sentence saying we are forbidden from reporting what's going on in Parliament, linking it to the Bill of Rights in the late 17th century, which guarantees the right to report in Parliament. And the blogosphere just went berserk. I mean, I've never seen anything like it. Over the last 16 hours, I've never seen this amount of activity on Twitter of people really, really upset by it.
You were briefing journalists on the latest developments when somebody announced that Stephen Fry had just tweeted about it. I mean, this is, hundreds of thousands of people really became aware of Trafigura and what happened. Many more people than would have known about it if Carter Rux hadn't slapped an injunction on it.
Well, as a way of handling PR, it was a fantastic own goal because, as you say, I think most people, if you yesterday wouldn't have heard of this company, Trafigura. I mean, they've done quite a lot of whitewash PR, and they were sponsors of the British Lions Tour and so on and so forth to try and turn the PR tide. And I think this just shows if you use the law in a clumsy way, it's a fantastic PR own goal.
But there have been a series of super injunctions, big companies using the law to silence reporting about what they're doing. There's still a long way to go before we can report freely on this sort of thing.
Yeah, I think in some ways we're going backwards. I think after thalidomide, after the Pentagon Papers, we thought that the notion of prior restraint had gone. That is, I thought there was in English law the concept of publish and be damned. So we're not going to stop you from publishing, but if you do publish, then you have to be answerable for the consequences. That seems to me a fair situation. And what you've suddenly got now is an increase in people saying you can't publish. But these super injunctions are, not only can you not publish, you can't tell the world that we've got this injunction. We can't say anything about the injunction. It goes down in the court papers as completely anonymous, so you can't search for the name Trafigura. And this is really just about embarrassment. There's no great legal principle here. The company didn't want the world to know that they were clamping down on newspapers. It was embarrassing for them, but the courts shouldn't be so spineless as to agree to these super injunctions.